So first and foremost, you start with friends and family. If they have friends and family that are supportive, you know, that makes a huge difference. A guardianship is not necessary for them to be able to help them. I hear my clients say a lot that they got into a guardianship so they could have help. And I'm like, well, would your mom have helped you if you didn't have a guardianship? Yeah. So, you know, there's a lot of misunderstanding about, you know, supports are there, whether they are put into place by that person or by someone else. Technology, they can set, you know, reminders for themselves to remind them to take their medicine or to remind them to lock the door or, you know, to eat or what, you know, whatever it is they need assistance with. There's a lot of technology out there that can help them. If they have trouble, you know, hearing the doorbell or answering the door, or they can't get up to go get the door, we've helped people get video so that they, when someone knocks on the door, they can see who it is and give the ability to open the door. There's also the more formal ones are community. There's a lot of community support out there. There's the Centers for Independent Living. All areas have some of the rural places they don't have them, but most places have Centers for Independent Living. They can assist with education. They can assist with resources. They teach people how to transition into the community. They also, you know, they have some financial assistance, but they're a foundational place where individuals with disabilities can go to get supports and services. There's also the local authorities for intellectual disability and for mental health. They offer care coordination and case management. They help individuals get onto the Medicaid waivers, which are also a support that's offered. Medicaid waivers offer provider services where people come into their home and help them do their ADLs. They also offer nursing. A nurse can come by and, you know, fill up their pill box once a week. Monitor them if there's any concern about their stability. It can be prevented from it going to a point where, you know, they're not even realizing that they're not taking their medication anymore. And so there's there are professional rep payees. If they don't have someone that they trust to be their rep payee, there are professional rep payees in most areas. Let's see. I think I hit them all.
Okay.
Oh, and the ABLE account. ABLE account is helpful, too, for individuals who don't have a large sum of money but need help managing their money.
Okay. So a question that I get pretty often is how much scrutiny does the court give on the issue of whether or not lesser restrictive alternatives and supports and services exist? And I can tell you that our court wants to hear some substantive testimony about what's not only been considered, but also what's actually been tried. And it's just not enough for us to have a conclusory statement that supports and services are not available or not feasible, and then move on. We're going to want to hear a little bit more than that. There might be some cases, some extreme cases, where that's true. It's just not going to work in any circumstance. But our court wants to hear a little bit more about that. And that goes also to having the ward there present at the hearing and having them present by Zoom. It really does give the court the ability to more fully assess what the situation is. And it's the proceeding is about them. They have a right to be there. They shouldn't be kind of forgotten in the mix. So, Taff, we talked a little bit about supportive decision-making. Do you want to explain for everybody what supported decision-making is?
Yes, I can do that. So supported decision-making is basically, I mean, we all use supported decision-making. When you ask someone for help, you know, can you help me? Can you help drive me to the doctors? Can you help me, find whatever research you need? That's all supported decision making. So when individuals with disabilities need a supporter, that is a person who helps them get information. It's a person who helps them to talk about, you know, the benefits and the consequences of whatever decision they're making. But the supporter is not the decision maker. And these are agreements. When you make a supported decision-making agreement, it's a supported decision that is placed into writing, mostly for third parties, because you can have supported decision-making just between people without the writing. But, you know, if you want someone to go with you to the doctor because you don't necessarily understand everything that the doctor is telling you, then, you know, you may need that agreement in writing. And so basically the person with the disability and the supporter both sign it, and they have to, you know, you have two witnesses. And the capacity for that is not as high as the power of attorney. They just need to understand that they want this person to help them. And if they can tell you that they want this person to help them and that they want to agree to have this person help them, and the other person agrees to help them, then they're able to sign a supported decision-making agreement. And so, again, it's not like a power of attorney where that person is able to make decisions on their behalf. They are simply a supporter to get them the information they need to make informed decisions. And a person can have multiple supporters, and those supporters can have broad things that they help that person with, or it can be very specific. Like, I just want to support a decision-making agreement so that my best friend can help me vote. Help me fill out the paperwork, help me get to the voting booth, and then walk me up there so that I can go vote, basically. Or I want my mom to be able to go with me into the doctor's appointment and help me listen to, you know, help me understand what the doctor is telling me. Or it can be broad.
So you and I were talking a little bit earlier, and I was saying that it was my understanding that these weren't really appropriate in every guardianship, and you stopped me.